in the morning.
13 minutes after 8 a.m. is where we're at this morning, and into the final hour of the show. I see lots of your messages coming through, so hopefully after 8:30 this morning we'll get to them. We'll also open up the lines for you as well. But just heading on over to our social media feeds this morning, if you were having a look at our Facebook page, or Twitter, Instagram yesterday, you would have seen a very inspiring picture. There were a few from yesterday. However, one that we're speaking about this morning is with regards to a gentleman by the name of Ibrahim Mohammed. He swam the entire Midmar mile on his back, just bearing in mind that he took part in the category, the disabled swimming category, and then completed the entire Midmar mile on his back. Apparently, due to lightning on the first day, he was unable to complete, but that didn't stop him. He basically came back on the second day and made it to the finish line, which is certainly an achievement. So this morning we are going to be chatting to Ibrahim, finding out a bit more in terms of his training and, of course, his mindset going into the 2020 Midmar Mile. Asalaamu Alaikum, good morning, and thank you for joining us, Ibrahim.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. JazakAllah, it's good to be here.
Only a pleasure having you with us. Now, of course, speak to us. This particular picture I see has gone viral. Everyone's talking about it online. And of course, you completed this year's Midmar Mile. Just to get some understanding in terms of your background, where are you from, as well as your swimming history?
Okay. Originally, I'm from Durban. I moved to Pietermaritzburg when I was 19 years old. Had no swimming history whatsoever. My daughter has been swimming for the last 3 years. And last year, after Midmar Mile, her coach said to me, you know what, let's try. Let's give it a shot. And we just started swimming last year.
Absolutely awesome. Now tell me, what sort of preparation, you know, has gone into? So, of course, this was your first Midmar Mile, having competed. What sort of training and preparation went into, you know, getting ready for this event in the months prior?
When I was 5 years old, I had a near towning experience, right?
Mm.
And so from till last year, I haven't put my head underwater after that. So I never knew how to swim at all. When we started off at the pool, we'll use armbands, we'll use noodles and things like that.
Mm.
And then finally I got going. We train at least 5 to 6 days a week, between 1 hour, 1.5 hours. Suddenly, I train in the Olympic pool in Northdale. We do 40 laps a day. And it's been a tough road, but we got there somehow.
Absolutely. Now, you know, undertaking the Midmar Mile, I mean, I recall it from school. It's certainly a feat, but of course, it's one of those events on our swimming calendar that we all look forward to. And if you manage to complete, then it's certainly a great achievement. But, you know, competing in this particular category of the disabled swimming category, tell us a bit more about this in terms of, you know, how is it an added challenge to the Midmar Mile?
The thing about the disabled challenge you have to understand is a lot of people can walk and can swim normally, right?
Mm.
There's not a lot of paraplegics and things like that. A lot of people have hearing problems, maybe eye problems, things like that. So you got a whole lot of different types of people, you know. They've all got different challenges. With me, I swim on my back. I'm pulling my legs, so it's a tougher challenge in the sense that you're using your upper body and you're pulling your lower body and dragging with you, you know?
Mm.
So everybody got their own challenge and it's different for everybody, you know? But your arms have to be strong, your shoulder muscles have to be strong, and the mindset has to be there. Because if your mind is not there, you'll give up after a while, you know?
Yeah,
you have to watch it, you have to watch to do it. Unfortunately, on our first day, I had about 350 meters left and it started lightning. Because of the lightning, they canceled the race and they had to pull everybody out of the water because of safety and that.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't just you.
No, I never gave up.
Okay, all right, okay.
But because of the lightning, they pulled everybody out of the water, you know? So they still gave us a medal with our times and things like that, but I wasn't too happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I said, no, you know what? I want to come again tomorrow and I want to do it again.
Now tell me, during the race, you know, is there any aid, you know, that your assistance that you get, or, you know, do you utilize any swimming aids, or was it just purely freestyle swimming? In your case, it must have been backstroke.
With me, it's back. I have somebody that swims with me, in order to give me direction and things like that. There's a lot of lifesavers, guys on the kayaks, guys on the boats and that. So if you're in trouble, they will help you and that, you know. But I wasn't in any difficulty, things like that. I just need to know direction where I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah, other than that, but the support structure is enormous, you know.
Indeed.
If you're in trouble, there's always somebody there to help you out. You know,
sure.
If you want to give up, there's always somebody to pull you out. Yeah.
Ibrahim, now tell me, in terms of your finishing time, you know, how did you fare? What was your finishing time? Were you happy for the first time that you've done the Midmar Mile? Were you happy with your finishing time? And what was the reaction like from your daughter?
My daughter was extremely, extremely overjoyed. You know, it was because of her, I have to say, that I got introduced to the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And she has done it 4 times this year. She swam 2 miles on Saturday, 2 miles on Sunday.
Wow.
And last year was her first year, so she has achieved a hell of a lot. I have to give a shout out to my wife, putting up with all my pains and aches and, you know, getting me to swimming every day, giving me the support, things like that. You know, I wasn't too happy with my time, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I would have had a better time on Saturday. I had 350 meters left, and my time was an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give and take a few minutes going in the water and coming out of the water because of the wheelchair. So I can't just run out and, you know, click my time up. So the second day, my time, I completed it in, I think, an hour 28 minutes. I do want to go back next year just to better my time.
Certainly. Tell me, Ibrahim, in terms of, you know, motivating others, I mean, you literally went from rock bottom, not knowing how to swim, to completing the Midmar Mile, which many would think is absolutely insane. For us avid swimmers, you know, that just managed to get in, some haven't even completed, and have been swimming for years. So certainly you have completed something amazing. What sort of motivation or inspiration would you like to serve to those who hope to complete or undertake the Midmar Mile?
I mean, I have to say that, you know, if you want anything badly enough, if you want to do something for yourself, nothing is impossible. I'm one of the laziest people you can find, right? Swimming is one of the things I just took the liking to. I enjoy myself in the water. But in life, there's a lot of things people can do. You know, there's no such a thing as able-bodied and disabled, things like that. There's something for everybody. If you put your mindset and if you want something badly enough, you can do anything. You know, the sky is the limit. You just have to want it bad enough, you know?
Absolutely. Ibrahim, on a final note, in terms of recovery, of course, you know, this must have taken a lot from you in terms of being in the water for over an hour on both days. Recovery-wise, how are you doing?
Well, when I came out of the water on Sunday, I was a bit in a bit of pain and tired and shoulders, arms and muscle pain.
Mm.
There is a lady who brings the children to swim with us, and she does massaging and things like that. She brought in her kit and she gave me a massage and that. And by yesterday, I was back to normal, you know.
Brilliant stuff.
It's just that you need that 1 or 2 days recovery time.
Yeah.
And after that, you're back to normal, you know. In fact, on Thursday, we're starting training again.
Awesome stuff.
Off Monday, Tuesday, and today. The weather was a bit bad also.
Uh-huh.
But tomorrow, it's back to training, you know. I want to do it better next year.
Certainly, I'm sure you will. Well, Ibrahim, it's been great chatting to you. Hats off to you as well as your team and your support system for achieving completion of your first Midmar Mile. Certainly is a great achievement. And we thank you for joining us on Voice of the Cape this morning.
No, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to express myself. And I just want to say again, thanks to my whole support structure. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to all the listeners for listening in. It was great to be here.
Awesome stuff. Go well. Asalaamu Alaikum. And that was Ibrahim Mohammed. Many of you would recognize him from social media, as well as the picture of him that's gone viral upon his completion of his first Midmile Mile.